أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وبشر الصابرين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. The lights are turned off because the lights in the house of Rasulullah have been taken away. Those lamps that brighten his house, that were the nur in his house, those bright lamps that not only brighten his house, but truly brightened all, in each and every one that brightened humanity, are taken away. Where can you replace these lights from? It's not easy to replace Qasim. It's not easy to replace Ali Akbar. It's not easy to replace Abbas. It's not easy to replace Onan Muhammad. Really, it's not easy to replace Hussein. When you want to slaughter an animal, the process for slaughtering sheep is called dhabiha. And this sheep is known as madbuh. The way you slaughter, the way you do dhabiha is that you cut from the front of the neck going backwards. You cut from the front of the neck going backwards. So first you cut the veins and then you go backwards. The way in which you slaughter a camel is different. It's called nahar. And this is where you poke the camel through its neck and let it bleed to death. This is called manhura. Camel will be called manhura. When we read in the books of history and ziyarat, Imam Hussein is referred to as madbuha. He is referred to as madbuha, meaning someone who has been zabiha, someone who has been slaughtered from the front. My only question when I read this is that Shimr was on the back of Imam Hussein. Shimr was on the back of Imam Hussein. So how did he do dhabiha to Imam Hussein? Just imagine how Shimr had slaughtered Imam Hussein, sitting on the back, and Ziyarat is calling Imam Hussein madbuha. He's saying that Imam Hussein was slaughtered. What kind of slaughtering did Shimr do that he started from the back in such a way that it said that it as if it started from the front of Imam Hussein's neck? Hussein has been killed in Karbala, my friends. Today, Ahlul Bayt have lost their leader. They lost their Imam. Hussein is no more. Everyone is gone, and now even Hussein is gone. When Hussein died, when Hussein was killed, what ensued was chaos and anarchy. Everyone started running. They knew that there is no one to defend the woman of Rasulullah. They knew that no one is there to defend the daughters of Rasulullah. So you see the army started running on one side. They started running on one side. To the tents, some started running here, and everyone started to plunder and take whatever they can. Now with Imam Hussein, as he lay there, different people came to take different things from Imam Hussein. Let me read them slowly for you, so you can just picture them. Just put that image in your mind of Hussein lying down there. The first person, the first man who reached the body of Hussein, he first ripped the shirt of Hussein from his back. He took the shirt and he took it from his back, and now Hussein lay there. When the second person come to see what Hussein has, he saw a ring in his finger. He started to pull that ring out. It won't come out easily, so he cut the finger of Imam Hussein. He cut the finger of Imam Hussein. Someone then came, and then they saw that Hussein had nothing, so now just to play with him, they cut his ears off. Each and every person who came there took a shot at Hussein just to play with him. They took a shot at Imam Hussein's body as it lay there. And now when they saw that Hussein is gone, now a sound was raised in Karbala and it says, go and plunder the tents of Hussein. And now these people, they started running with their horses and on their feet towards the tents of Hussein. Fidda, when she saw that and she heard the cry, she came in the tents and said, Wa Zainaba, Wa Husayna, what is happening? He said, they are coming towards the tents. These people are coming towards the tents, and now the ladies, they have nothing to defend themselves with. Now that chaos ensued, that these people came into the tents, taking whatever they can from the tents, and as they came, the ladies are ready. Helter-skelter from one place to another. They're running around. They take anything that they can find of value. If they couldn't find anything of value, they'll take something off of the ladies. And they saw that whatever outside garb that the ladies were wearing, they start to snatch that away from them. They snatched it away from them. They snatched their hijab from them. They snatched all the things that they had on them so that they can run away with them. And now when these people came, so Umar ibn Sa'd, he raised a call and said, burn the tents of Hussein. Hussein's tent should not remain. So now what happened? They brought fire and they put it on one tent. The ladies now really scared, running from one side to another in this situation. Just I want you to pay attention and focus on Zainab. Everyone is now looking up to Zainab. All the children are looking up to Zainab. All the women are looking up to Zainab. Now the children are asking Zainab, what should we do? What should we do, aunt? The women are asking Zainab, what should we do? Zainab takes them from one place to another. Let's go there. One tent is burned. So now on the burning tent, they're going there. Some of the children's clothes are burning. They are shouting out, and Zainab is trying to put out that fire on their shirts. Zainab is running from here to there, trying to console people, to comfort people. Now one tent after another they go, and now what happens is that when they reach the final tent, was Imam Zainul Abidin's tent. Now Zainab goes inside the tent and she says, wake up my son, wake up. Imam Zainul Abidin opens his eyes, barely is able to open his eyes. He says, yes aunt, what happened? He said, son, wake up, all the tents are on fire. All the tents are on fire and our hijab has been snatched. You tell us what we need to do. What we need to do. Should we stay here and die of burns? Or should we leave the tents and go out? This is the first decision that the Imam is making in his imamat. He looks up, and what a difficult decision this was. But he said, Alaykunna bil firar. It is wajib on you to leave. It is wajib on you to leave. How hard was this for Imam Sajjad? that those ladies that Allah has honored in such a way that the sun has never seen them outside, that the air has never seen them outside. Now Imam Sajjad is saying, now you go out, and when the ladies hear that the Imam has told them to go, they all ran into the battlefield of Karbala. Into the desert they all ran. The children are running. Zainab is running around trying to look after each one of them, trying to gather the children and saying, stay in one place, ladies, stay in one place. But then Hamid ibn Muslim, a historian of Karbala, he says, I was watching this, and then I saw that this one lady was jumping into a tent that was on fire. She ran into the tent, she came out, she was going in and coming out. I said, what is wrong with this lady? Why is she burning herself? Why is she putting herself at risk? So I went close to see what is wrong with her. I saw her go inside a burning tent. But what I saw is that this lady has a young man on her back, and she's walking with that man. She's walking, holding that man, carrying him outside. And I saw that this was Zainab, the sister of Hussein, carrying out Ali ibn Hussein. Ajay Kumar, may Allah bless you. Just imagine this night. Zainab brings out Sajjad, carries him on her back. From a burning tent, she carries him, brings him here, lays him down as this day is coming to an end. Now I want you to know, since you are crying, just let me tell you, Hussein was very lonely in Karbala. When his companions died, he felt lonely in Karbala. Everyone, I want you to see how lonely Hussein was, not just physically, how lonely he was in this ummah, how lonely he was in the nation of Rasulullah. And there was a point when Umar ibn Sa'd gathered all the bodies together. He gathered all the bodies together of all the martyrs, laid them down on the ground. He says, you see, in the Arab world, if you want to humiliate someone, if you want to disgrace someone, you want to put them down and show that you have no regard for them, you would trample their body. You would trample their body with horses. So what happened is that all the bodies were put on the ground. And there was a hukum, an order that was given that trample the bodies of these people. Trample them, humiliate them. As soon as that order was given, then the people of Hur, the tribe of Hur, stood up and said, listen, we let you kill Hur, that's one thing, but we will never allow you to trample his body. If you trample his body, then this tribe will rise up against you. So Umar ibn Sa'd said, all right, I don't want to fight anyone. Go ahead, take him out. So they took Hur out of there. Then Habib ibn Mazahir's people came and they said, all right, you know, we will not let you do this to Habib. He is ours and he belongs to our family. So Umar ibn Sa'd said, go ahead, take him also. Now everyone started to claim their bodies. One after one, they started claiming the bodies. This companion was taken by his tribe, that companion was taken by his tribe. Even the children of Hussein were taken. Even the children of Hussein were taken. Even Abbas, everyone was taken. They were saying, listen, we will not allow you to do that because he belongs to us also. Ali Akbar from his mother's side, the tribe from his mother's side came and said, you can't do this to him. He is also ours and we will not let you do this. So Umar ibn Sa'd and the army made a general announcement. Just hear this announcement. He says, anyone who wants to claim a body here today, go ahead, claim it. Go ahead, take it away from here. We will not trample that body. The only body we will trample is if no one claims it. All the bodies were taken. All the bodies were taken. The only body left was the body of Hussein ibn Ali. In the ummah of Rasulullah, in the nation of Rasulullah, there is no one to claim the body of Hussein. "What Hosanna's body has left there," they said, "now trample Hosanna's body." And the horses came and they ran over his body. This is how Hussein went back there. Ajinukum Allah. Ajinukum Allah. Imagine this as I say this, you picture this in your mind so you can let that burn that is in your heart come out. The feeling that you have inside come out, because you know for with certainty I say this, and we know this, that when the majlis of Hussein happens, a Fatima comes to the majlis. Fatima comes to the majlis. You know, my friends, you right now, I know you're tired. I'll say 2-3 more things and that's it, inshallah, you will go. But trust me, no one is more tired than Hussein in Karbala. No one is more tired than Hussein in Karbala. You get tired by going to one funeral and carrying one body. Hussein has carried 70 bodies today. And then, you know what, you will go from here, and tonight you will sleep in your bed. Tonight you will sleep in your bed, you will be comfortable tonight, my friends. But the Haram of Hussein will not have that comfort. The family of Hussein will not have that comfort. They will be in the desert tonight. One Ravi says that I went there to see, and this is the tragedy, I want you to see what happens. One Ravi says, I came there and I saw that this young girl was standing there, and she was looking around. She was in a daze, her eyes were wide open. There was fear in her eyes as she was looking around and seeing the chaos and the anarchy that was happening. The tents being burned and the ladies running and them crying. She was just in a daze looking around, and I saw someone go to her. I saw someone go to her and he said to her, "Give me your earrings. Give me your earrings." And she was saying, "Okay, I will give it to you." She was trying to take them out. She was trying to take them out, but she was taking time. You know, a young girl has little hands. They don't work that fast. Their motor skills are slow. She's trying to take them out, but he could not wait for her to take it out. He said, "Let me grab them." He grabbed those earrings and pulled them out. He grabbed them and pulled them out. The girl started to cry. Blood coming out of her earlobes, onto her dress. This is what's bad. He said, "I went to that man." He says, "Why did you do that to this girl? Why did you do that to this girl?" He says, "Listen, if I, you know," he said, "the person who took it off, he was crying also. He was crying. So this person, the Ravi says, I went to that man and I asked him, oh, why did you take this girl's earrings like that? Why did you hurt her like that?" He said, "Because, you know, someone else would take it." He said, "Then why are you crying?" He says, "Because I'm crying. This is happening to the house of Rasulullah. If this is happening to the house of Rasulullah, why are you doing it?" He said, "If I don't do it, someone else will do it. That's why I did it." Imagine this. These are the demons. These are the fools. These are the people that Hussein is dealing with. And now when that happened, Sakina, now the Ravi goes to Sakina. She starts crying and looks at him. And he goes up to her. He says, "Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I am from the house of Rasulullah. You're mahram to me, don't touch me. He says, I don't want to touch you. I don't want to touch you. Is there anything I can do to help you? Can I do something for you? The first time Sakina saw someone who was good, who's trying to help her, Sakina says, all I wanted to ask you is, which way is it to Medina? He says, why do you want to know that? It's because I want to call Rasulullah. I want to call my grandfather Rasulullah. Come here and see what's going on. You see, this is what happens, my friends. Just one more thing, and inshallah, you give your condolences to Fatima. You give your condolences to Fatima. My dua is that may Allah accept your tears and your mourning. May Allah raise your awareness and your iman. May Allah make us those who truly cry with Imam Zaman. Because you know what? More than any one of you, it is Imam who's crying today. That Imam who's waiting in Ghaibar, that Imam who's waiting in occultation, he's the one who's crying today with you. Zainab and Umm Kulsum gathered the children together. They gathered the women together. They sat them down as the day came to a close. They sat them down. They started counting the people. They looked around at each one of them and they saw that someone, where is Sakina? Where is Sakina? Zumay Kulsum, I don't know, where is Sakina? Sakina, where are you? They started to shout, Sakina wasn't there. Now they became afraid. Have we lost Sakina? Where is Sakina? And they started to go in search of Sakina. They went in the battlefield looking for Sakina. They saw different bodies there. They even went all the way to the river to see where is Sakina. They saw a body with no hands and recognized this is Abbas's body. They saw another body that had a spear in its heart. This is Akbar's body, but Sakina is not there. They went around and saw a different body. Identified them. There is no head to identify them. They looked at the body and saw what happened and they identified them. Now they came to a body that was so disfigured, that was so much hurt, that was so much injured that you couldn't recognize the body. And they saw that Sakina is hugging that body and saying, Father, where have you gone, Father? Father, where have you gone, Father? Zainab came next to Sakina. She came next to Sakina. And she took Sakina. Sakina, what happened, Sakina? She asked her two things. She told two things to her. She asked Sakina. Sakina asked two questions that Zainab truly did not have an answer to. She did not have an answer. First thing, when she woke up Sakina, so Zainab told her, Sakina, it's time to go home. It's time to go home. Sakina looked at her and said, Aunt, where is home? Where is home? The tents are burned. My father is here. What do you call home? Zainab could not answer that. She sat on the ground. And then she looked at Sakina and said, Sakina, let me ask you. How? When you look at a person, he's recognized by his face or his clothes. Hussein neither has his head on his body, nor does he have clothes. How did you recognize your father? Sakina said, I didn't recognize him. He called me, said, Ilayya, Ilayya, Ya Sakina, Ilayya. Come to me, Sakina. I came to him.
Say Alhamdulillah, thank you, Alhamdulillah, Mahmud, يا علا بهك يا لي يا فاتر السماوات بهك فاتر ما يا مهتم يا أسان يا قدي ولا أسان بهك وسائن الله give us the توفيق to be on the right path. Give us the wisdom to understand your guidance, hasten the reappearance of Imam. Make us his helper when he comes. Increase the love of Ahlul Bayt in our hearts. Make our feet firm on the path of Ahlul Bayt and help us and give us the strength in our arms to hold up the flag of Islam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين معتمي حسين يا حسين